Oh, man. The scrambling that goes on before the show starts is it's something. I know occasionally Doug and I will complain about it, but yeah, it is something. And now it takes another turn when my computer is not turned on and it's all the way across the console. I can't get to it right now, so I have to wait for another 10 minutes or so before I can do that. But that's okay, folks. That's okay. I'm not going to let it bring me down. It's a Friday. It's a fun-filled Friday. It's not a flatulent Friday, which was what the previous show was talking about. Although that is always funny. I agree with Stoney. That is always funny, but we're not going to get into those stories. Instead, what we're going to do is we're going to start talking about the Lions. And I want to welcome everybody to the show. It's the Carson Anderson Program. Gator with you today, along with Kang, our producer, who's about a half mile away from me right now as we continue with the renovations here in the building. Of course, you folks out there as the listeners, we'd love to have you in the ride-along program. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. It's the same number to text. You can contact us both ways. We love it. Love to talk with you. And now we finally have, you know, there's some news on the Lions. And some is really good news. Some is not really good news. And then there's some, this could be interesting news. We'll start with the really good news. I want to start on a positive note on this Friday. Beautiful day out there. Nice and breezy. It's cool, a little bit cooler in temperature. Had the windows open last night, Kang. I was really enjoying it. Had the fan on in the bedroom and, set the air at a higher temperature so it didn't even come on. Didn't need to. It was just a lovely evening last night, wasn't it?
You enjoyed that one last night, huh?
I did. I like when the weather is nice enough to have the windows open. It's not open, too hot. And look, during the day, it's fine. I don't mind the heat. Mm-hmm. At night, I'd like to be able to open up windows.
I hear you, man.
And you need temperature to get well below 70 in order to do that in my house.
Did you sit outside in the backyard? I know you said you had the windows open, or did you sit by a window looking at your backyard? I know you got a very scenic backyard.
I do, and I did spend some time out there yesterday and enjoyed it. I didn't. We have an update on the bunnies.
That's what I was getting at as well.
Yeah.
We need to know. The people want to know. Where are the bunnies, man? How are they doing? How are those little cute little bastards doing?
The answer is I don't know. They've left the nest. They're gone. They're gone.
Did you tag them before they left?
I didn't tag them. I should have done that. I should have microchipped them. They're gone. They're all gone. All four bunnies left. And yesterday was the day that I noticed they left. I kind of gave them their space on Wednesday. It was, because it had rained all day, so I didn't even bother going out there on Wednesday in the backyard. Lois had to go outside. It was a business trip out front. And then when it stopped raining, I took her for a walk, but it was at night, so I wasn't going to go out in the backyard and defend the den, so to speak, while Lois is running around. So I gave them the Wednesday off. Yesterday, I didn't notice in the morning because I didn't let the dog out in the morning, out in the back. So I didn't, and not until I came home. When I came home, I'm like, okay, now let's let the dog run around the backyard. Let me go ahead and defend the den. I'll get out there where the bunny nest was. And I'm looking underneath the table that I had set up to protect them, little coffee table, backyard patio coffee table, and I don't see anything. I'm like, I don't see any bunnies under there. I mean, there's the log, there's the sticks I have covering the hole, and then I kind of lifted up the table. I'm like, there's no bunnies there. And then Lois is coming over, and she's going nuts. She's circling the table and sticking her snout underneath it, and then she's coming up with nothing. She's like, where'd they go? I'm like, I don't know where they went. I don't know where they went. Other than to say that they finally left the nest. It wasn't one that left the nest. It wasn't two that left the nest. It was all four of them are gone. And for a second, I thought maybe they left the nest to go venture out a little bit. They'll come back in the evening. So around dusk is when the mother bunny would show up and usually come there and feed the baby bunnies. And I did see the mother bunny in the backyard. I'm like, maybe they just went out for a little bit and let the mother bunny leave and then let the dog out. Dog runs around, checks it, and nope, they're not there. I go back outside with her, lift up the table, and bunnies are gone. So I took the table, brought it back to the back patio, lifted up the sticks, the log, took it all back, and now there's just this little ditch in the backyard with no bunny rabbits there. Kang, they didn't even say goodbye.
They grow up so fast.
Yeah, apparently, and grow up rude. They don't even say goodbye. They don't even, not even a thank you. Not even a thank you for the shelter that I provided them. I mean, I really took care of those bunnies for a good 2 weeks, Kang. It was two solid weeks where I kept the dog away from them. I protected them. They had shelter from the elements to a point. I mean, you know, there was a wicker table on top of them, but there was sticks and a log on top of that. So they got minimal rain on top of them while that was going on. They had shade.
Maybe this is one of those things. You ever watch those videos where, like, someone finds like a very young deer or any yes. animal, like a cat, whatever, and then they let them go back into the wild, whatever yeah. it is, but then they come back.
Yeah.
You know, eventually they come back and you lock eyes and you know what, they know what you did for them and you know what you did for them and they'll be around, Gator.
King, that's the dream.
They come right up to you, you can feed them right out of the palm of your hand.
Yeah,
you know?
100%. That's the dream is I'm just sitting in my backyard having a tequila and here come four bunny rabbits bouncing up towards me, and they all jump up into my lap and say, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Anderson. We really appreciate everything that you did for us to keep us safe for those 2 weeks. And, you know, we've grown up around our own, but we did want to come back and say thank you. And I get to pet them behind the ears, and they squinch their noses or whatever, and then they hop off into the night and come back periodically. And that'd be wonderful. That's the dream. That's the dream. 100%. Yes, I've seen. Have I seen the videos? Have yeah. I seen the videos where people take care of like a baby raccoon?
Yes,
and next
yes.
thing you know,
yeah.
here's five raccoons in the backyard. Or someone takes care of a fawn that just came in there and the fawn yep. disappears and then comes back and then comes running. Yes. Yes, I've seen those. Have I seen the videos where dogs and cats get together and they can live symbiotically and they're all curled up next to each other? The cat is making the biscuits into the dog's stomach and the dog doesn't mind and they just sleep together in harmony. Yes! Is that why I've thought of getting a second dog from time to time so that the two dogs can get along and just sleep together and I can have, you know, Instagram fun? Yes! Will I? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm done with dogs after this one. But it's, yes, I love animals. And I was really hoping at least to get a chance to see the bunnies another time. And I was afraid that by giving them their space that one extra day that I was going to miss out. And sure enough, I missed out. So they're gone. And it sucks. And it does suck. It's okay. I'll get over it. It's just life. And in my life, I've seen lots of really cool things. I saw puppies being born in my house. I saw kittens being born in my house. Took care of these bunny rabbits that were born in my backyard. I've seen baby birds grow up. And screaming at their mother to feed them. I've seen it all. Saw a baby fawn in my yard. I've seen it all, and it's great. And life will continue to be great like that. Anyway, so that's out of the way. Bunnies are done. Let's talk football because there's some good news, some bad news, and some news down the road. They're like, wow, I'm not sure how this is going to work out, but we'll see how it all does, in fact. Work out. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text if you want to get involved. Love to hear from you here on the Carson Anderson Show on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, you guys know which dealer I love. It's Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield. The reason why is because they give you real honest pricing and the best deals around. I'm talking about no gimmicks, it's no surprises. It's just straight up amazing offers that they have. In fact, here's the current unbelievable specials they have. A 2025 Equinox EV for only $999 down and just $159 a month. Or if you're more of a truck person, you can get behind the wheel of a 2025 Silverado 2FL for only $999 down and $229 a month. That's right, folks. $229 for a truck. Here's the best part. Sarah Chevrolet is giving employee pricing for everyone on select demo Equinox, Silverado, and Trax models. Yep, you heard that right. Employee pricing for everyone. So whether you're upgrading to a sleek new electric ride with the Equinox or grabbing that tough Silverado for work or play, or you're just looking for a solid SUV, Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield has got you covered. These deals aren't going to last, so head over to Sarah Chevrolet and see why they're the best. And trust me, you're not going to find a better deal anywhere else. That's the Sarah difference. Together, let's drive.